Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Going into trading in American markets Friday last week, the prices of gold had increased 28% and silver over 70% in just the month of January. At the same time this happened, the U.S. dollar index had fallen to a four-year low. But on last Friday, the prices of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium experienced their largest one-day decline over the past 45 years. Gold's price dropped 10%, silver 26%, and platinum and palladium from 15 to 20%. Despite these heavy losses, gold and silver prices were still much higher at the end of January than they were at the end of last December. The steep decline in silver's price was an event with a probability of once every five septillion years. That's a five followed by 24 zeros. In other words, by random chance, this was statistically not possible to occur. Now, when a financial market experiences such a steep decline, you tend to see confirming losses in other financial sectors. But the price of copper last Friday sank less than 4%. The prices of Brent crude oil and natural gas actually increased. Major U.S. stock indices were down slightly, from less than to slightly over 1%. This lack of confirming losses in other financial markets indicates that suppression of precious metals prices last Friday was almost certainly engineered by the U.S. government, executing this action through futures, options, and derivatives markets. Such actions would have been conducted by allied central banks, the primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the International Monetary Fund, and the Bank for International Settlements. In fact, in the middle of last week, the IMF announced it was making plans to rescue the falling U.S. dollar. This one-day punishment of precious metals prices may have forced several leveraged investors to sell out when they received multiple margin calls. However, it did not have the intended impact of scaring away savvy investors from gold and silver. Last Friday, Liberty Coin Service, along with dealers across the country, experienced our strongest retail sales day in a few decades. Smart people took advantage of this bargain buying opportunity. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.